Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, with everyone practicing social distancing, life can get pretty lonely. That's why we're giving away a 30-day free trial to Gas Digital Network's premium service. Gas Digital features some of the most cutting-edge and hilarious podcasts on the planet, with 22 shows and over 8,000 hours of content that you cannot find anywhere else. Subscribers get early access, new episodes that are both uncensored and ad-free, plus you get every single episode we've ever done on demand in HD. Sign up now and get 30 days of Gas Digital's premium service for free with code TOPICS30. That's TOPIX30 at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Once again, that's promo code TOPICS30 at gasdigitalnetwork.com for a 30-day free trial. All right, let's start the show.
Of Broad Topics. I'm your host, Kim Cogman, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. What's up, you guys? I have to tell everybody what Kim just did.
What?
Kim just spent the last 4 minutes before we started this recording trying to part her hair perfectly in the middle, and we went back and forth like 6 or 7 times between it being a little bit on the right and a little bit on the left, and then she finally parted it exactly in the middle, and then she just flipped her hair as we started recording.
Because it looks so dumb. I want to be a powerful middle part girl. Because you see women with middle parts, they're like powerful, you know? Let me get my hairbrush out of the way.
You think middle part women are powerful?
Yeah.
I think I have pretty much, I mean, my part's not straight right now, but I have a pretty much
middle part. Middle part. I know. I've seen it. You think I don't recognize another power when I see one?
I never realized the power in me part.
Am I some fool to not recognize your power?
See, when I was a kid, I always wore a middle part. It was just like the way my hair naturally parted. And I thought that it was like lame somehow. Like I would look at side part girls and be like, oh, those girls, they know that sexuality.
Well, that's the thing. The middle part, you do middle part from like 0 till 11. And then you do side part from like 12 to 17. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like 18 to 24 does a middle again.
A middle again? Or you don't just decide for yourself?
No, you do what's cool and hot.
Okay. The middle part is cool and hot, though? I always thought
middle part is cool and hot right now.
Okay. Because then, like, in my mind, I guess it's just from childhood, like, fucking side part is cool and hot. Like, that's like...
No, yeah. That's why I do side part. And now I can't do middle part because my hair is so... For all the guys that are listening, we're talking about hair. They're like, the middle part of what? The middle part of what?
I would never have thought of somebody not understanding middle part versus side
it's
part.
The part, like the line on the woman's head when her hair is down. It's like the part, the center part, the line. Like if Moses put his arms up and the hair spread to each side.
Yeah.
That's the part. And it depending on, and women wear it on different places on their head. Some wear, part their hair in the middle. Some women part their hair to the side. And it makes a huge difference in the way you look.
How funny would it be if you grew your pubic hair out and then use some gel to give it a really nice part and then like cute little googly eyes?
If you don't think I'm going to do that.
I mean, we have the whole rest of quarantine. If you don't think I'm halfway there, you're wrong.
I have not shaved my vagina. For what?
For what? I haven't shaved my legs.
I shaved my legs because my mom shamed me. Oh, and because this really crazy thing happened to me at the beach.
You also took a beach vacation. You should be shaving your legs. Let's be clear.
But there's no one at the beach, so it didn't matter.
Right. But like also, like around your family, you don't want to be showing like You know, like in a bikini when your pubic hair sticks out like clown hair? Like,
yeah, it's not, like it's not a good look for the fam.
It's not a good look for anybody at any time.
No, you're right.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but that just really briefly reminds me of this time when I was a kid and I was at Jones Beach and I went into the bathroom to like shower off or whatever after a long beach day. Uh-huh. And this girl a little bit older than me was in the bathroom showering off and she didn't have she took her bathing suit off and her butt hair like made a little mohawk out her butt crack. And I'll never forget that sight in my life. I was like, does that happen when you're older? And then so glad that that just didn't happen to me.
Oh, good, 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 good. That's fucking horrifying to remember.
To see when you're like 10 and be like, oh no.
Yeah. You're like, this is my future.
Yeah, it was bad.
This is what's going to live on me.
Like a little mohawk, like a little anal mohawk.
Oh, shit.
It was wild.
An anal mohawk?
Yeah, just like creeping out the butthole.
And the sweat made it like glue. It's what held it up.
It was awful. She'd been swimming all day, she was getting the sand out of it. It was bad.
Oh, God, it's bad. It's really bad. Yeah, I didn't shave my legs. And do anything. But then my mom was like, you need to shave your legs. Because I was at the beach. There's like all the beaches are closed in Florida. Everything's closed. But the private beaches aren't. We already went over this.
Yeah.
So if you have a private property, you can be on the beach, right? Because it's like being in your yard as long as, and there is like the entire day there'd be like sheriffs going up and down to make sure that people were like really distanced or whatever. And it was fine. It was like 10 people on the whole beach. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't need to shave my legs. I don't need to look good. I'm just going to go on this beach and look crusty as fuck. There's like not a human in sight. Like you can't even, the people are like, there'd be like a couple people you'd see throughout the day.
Okay.
It was fine. Right. Okay. And so I was like,
you expected them to stay in their spot and you just, nobody
came up to anybody. If people came by, they'd go like to the other side of the beach. Like, you know, when you're walking parallel, like one on the shore and one up on the sand, it was like nice. It was like very easy. Right. And so I was just sitting on the beach being crusty and legs unshaven. And I noticed two dudes that are on, like, there are these things that are not parasailing. They were just like, if you took this, you know, those swamp boats with the big motors on them, they look like giant fans. It looks like if you took a giant one of those fans and put it on a backpack and then hook that up to a parachute. That's it.
Okay.
So it's a motor that keeps the parachute going, like it helps you parachute. Right. And then the motor has like two sticks. So it's like kind of like they can decide which way they're going like this. And okay. It's like a big fan as a backpack and then a parachute. So there's two of that. And I'm like, whoa, that's fucking cool. Because I think I've only seen that like a couple of times growing up in Florida. And I was like, let me get my camera out. So I started recording them. And the dude comes down like not very close, but like close enough to where I can see that he's hot. One. Mm-hmm. And two, that I could see that he's waving at me because he can tell I'm filming him. Okay. So I like wave and I was like, oh, that was so cute. And I just like put my phone down and I keep watching. And then I see him go and like instantly turn around and then go around again and then come down closer like he was going to stop and land and literally got within 6 feet, which was rude, one. But then he hit on me. He like hit on me on this hover thing and then hovered away.
Mm-mm.
And he was really, and then he was really hot. He was like where I could barely touch the top of his foot. And I was like laying on this blanket. And then he was like, hey. And then he was like, vroom, and then hovered into the sky.
Why is that rude? Like an angel coming down from heaven to say hi, but then just peacing out again. Like,
it's rude. I was like, hi. And then I was like, I should go in and shave my legs. And I left.
Like, I'm worth talking to, but not worth like fully stopping for.
Yeah. I love that. And it was also kind of scary because when he came down, the thing on his backpack, it was a fan, but it had no cover on it.
So it was like loud or heavy or what was happening?
Was
that it?
Yes.
I don't even know how somebody could look hot in one of those. It's a little douchey somehow.
It is douchey, but he looked really hot in it. It shocked me because I was like, what a douchey thing to do. And then he was so hot. I was like, oh,
This That's just so funny.
Changed the story.
Okay, so did you come in contact with him again at all?
Then he came back like an hour later. They were on their way back and he waved again. And I was like, all right, that was my love story.
All right. Well, that was like at least a little something for the mind, right?
You'll take what you can get in these times, I tell you.
Carry it with you, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I saw like this old ass man working out on the beach. I was like, you're strong. This dad is like, yeah. What's happening?
I mean, it's hard. It's really hard to be in quarantine and like get a DM that I'm not going to respond to. I don't know what to say.
Oh, the DMs I've responded to.
I don't know what's going to come of all this in like a month when life starts again. If I'm going to really be hurting a lot of people's feelings. And I'm really sorry if that's possible. And if you're like, I don't know.
I don't want to think about quarantine me after quarantine.
Like, how am I going to, I have to face quarantine after this. Like, I go out into the world and be like, yeah, quarantine me was that person.
Yeah. The people that I'm going to hurt after quarantine.
I'm not happy about it. So nice. There's so many nice people.
Oh, man.
Shit.
That's awful.
Yeah. Do you want to get into our revealing of our drawings?
Well, first, let's tell everyone what it is. Alex and I challenged each other to a quarantine draw-off. Not even a draw-off. We're just drawing portraits of each other because we were trying to pick up a new skill or something. What was it? Is that what we were doing? A quarantine skill?
Yeah, we want to improve on our art.
And so we drew each other.
Yeah.
And okay, let me tell you what mine looks like, if I could just describe it.
Okay.
Alex, mine looks like, have you ever, you know when you're in like sixth grade and a guy has a crush on you and he like draws you?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Okay, that hasn't happened to me yet, but like, okay. I'm flattered that it's happening now.
I also have to let you know that I drew you winking because I couldn't get two eyes to look the same.
I love that. Love, love, love that. May I ask some questions? Did you use a reference photo or did you do it like?
I did. Do you want to see the reference photo I used? I printed it out.
Oh, you printed it out. My goodness. The effort. Yes.
It's this photo.
Okay. I love that. I used a reference photo of you too. Okay. I'll see if I can find it.
Okay. Yeah. I printed it from your Instagram and I don't think it's terrible. It's absolutely not great.
Okay, I used this reference photo of you.
I feel like I have to fix it still. Hold on.
I used this reference photo of you, and if I may describe mine.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a great photo. Let's not get too excited.
Okay.
Mine looks like if you've ever, like, taken one hit of acid too many and then looked at yourself in the mirror and freaked yourself out. Like,
oh, yours is gonna be so much better than mine.
Like, that's what mine is. Like, it's okay. You, but it's off.
Okay.
And I know what I did wrong too. Like, I know specifically the part of your face.
It up more. I'm gonna stop touching it.
All right. Are we showing these babies off or is there any more preamble to this?
Can we see Francis and Bobby's face?
Yeah. Who's going to go first? We have to do these one at a time.
I feel like mine's worse. So let's do yours first.
Okay. So.
Oh my God. Wait.
I see the likeness. I see the likeness.
I see it. I mean, it looks like me in a way. It's like it is me on one too many tabs of acid.
Yeah, like
looking at yourself in the mirror. Color.
Yeah, I wanted to make it kind of monochromatic, so I played around with some colors.
Very, you know, it looks like my mom.
Specifically, noted afterward that the nose is too long. Like your nose is, it shouldn't come down quite this far on your face.
Right.
I think that's the issue.
But you got the mouth, like, really good in the eye.
Is great.
The mouth is great. The eyes, the bun. Very good, Alex.
I tried. Yay.
It looks good. How long did that take you?
It took me about 3 hours altogether with the shading and stuff.
You should have spent 12. It was really good. That's really good. Oh, boy. Okay. Are you ready to see yours?
I'm ready.
Okay, remember, I did a wink because I couldn't do two eyes.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's not bad.
It's not bad. It looks like me. I see it.
You do?
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's good?
You guys did a lot of shading, which was... I wasn't expecting to see a lot of shading.
I ran out of pencil down here. I was like, you know what? I can't.
I think yours might be better than mine.
No, I do like the wink. You can see the eye I drew underneath. You know what I got really, Alex, is the eyebrows. Once you have the eyebrows on, Alex, you got the whole Alex.
That's true. That's a pretty good point.
Yeah.
You got the fact that my eyebrows are a little mismatched from one another. I like the whole thing, honestly. I'm flattered.
Look at the comparison.
It's good. It's real good.
It was fun.
Yay, I'm impressed. I think we both did better than either of us anticipated.
We really did. We should post those.
Yeah. Did you watch The Circle on Netflix?
I tried to, but I couldn't get into it.
Okay, because there's a challenge where those motherfuckers draw each other, and I mean, we would have blown them all out of the water. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy, and it takes a lot of time. My family was like, why are you drawing the girl you do a podcast with? They were like all weirded out, and I was like all high in like a porch.
I was thinking about
it. Like, it's a contest for my podcast.
It did feel kind of weird to be in my room in the middle of the night trying my hardest on a portrait of you.
It was wrong. It felt.
What's happening?
Yeah, it felt wrong. I was like, don't I have work to do while I was doing it? I was like, do I have something I should be doing? Should I be writing jokes?
But now I thought it would be fun. Is having attempted this for me to move on and each week just draw a different member of the Gas Digital family as best as I can.
Oh, that's so fun.
Right? I'm like, yeah. Maybe, like, I don't know if you want to join me in drawing either Bobby or Frank for next week. That could be pretty fun.
Let's see who's the easier draw. Francis, I don't know how I'm going to get you.
I don't know how to get Francis either. I think Bobby's the easier draw.
I think it's because Bobby's an easier draw, but I like the challenge of a Francis. I'll take Francis.
All right.
Am I going to be winking as well?
Yes, you might have one eye. Whoever I get, all of them might have one eye because I can't do two eyes. When I drew you with two eyes, bitch, you were wonky. You were fucked up.
I don't know if you're going to be offended, but the very next thing that I tried to draw, I did so much better on.
That is a gorgeous woman. That is really rude that you would even show that.
I don't know how it happened. And then I was like, should I try over on Kim's? But I didn't have time. So
wow, but you had time to draw that fucking model after me. You know what? This is
big
really
improvements were made over here.
Hurtful.
Bobby's gonna look like a Greek god.
You're gonna get Bobby fucking abs.
Yeah, please. It's the only way I'm gonna get them.
Oh god, have you guys been working out this quarantine?
I've honestly been walking up and down my stairs. That's my workout.
That's a fat person workout.
I mean, there's nothing
you can
much
have it to go to your fridge. Bobby, don't say you've been going up and down your stairs.
That's what I've been doing. That's like going up three steps, down three steps, up three steps, down three steps, like as an exercise.
Alex, get him.
I think he's trying to say he's been going up and down the stairs without purpose.
I've been using them as an exercise.
I thought you've just been using them as part of the house, and you've been like, well, it's exercise. Like, Bobby, that's
you. Me too. I've been going downstairs a lot. No, I've been going for like little walks with my parents. It's not much exercise. Honestly, I've like injured myself from being on the couch for too long, and now my neck hurts.
We're all going to come out of this looking like different people.
It's not good.
I've been working out, but I've been having a real binge problem. Not gonna lie, the ED is strong in this quarantine.
What types of things have you been binging on? Let me in.
Food.
No, but like, do you have a specific snack?
No, anything.
Last week there was one day.
Cereal is an issue for me.
Last week there was one day where I sat down to have cheese and crackers, and then by the end of the session, I had eaten the entire block of brie cheese.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's not good. It was not good. It was not good.
That's unhealthy.
It's not something that I suggest for anybody at all ever to do.
I'll eat dinner. I'll be full. Then I'll be like, you know what? I want cereal. Then I'll eat a bowl of cereal. I'll be full. And I'm like, there's milk left over. And then I'll fill that up and I'll eat it and I'll be full. And I'm like, you know what? One more bowl. And then I'm sick. And I'm like, this is an issue. Why did I even try running today?
Okay. I see that. I've been going a different route. I don't eat anything all day. Drink a glass of orange juice. And then I eat like the most massive dinner to the point where it really makes me sick every night. And then I come upstairs and I recover for like 3 hours and I tell myself I'm not going to eat anything for the rest of the night. But then like 3 hours later, I'm like, all you ate today was dinner. You should have something else. And then I have like 3 or 4 snacks between midnight and 4 a.m. and I go to bed on a full stomach.
That's really bad. That's really bad.
It has not been good at all.
I want to do a TikTok where it's me in quarantine and it's my mom and she's like, why are you having a black coffee for dinner? And then I turn around, the song comes on, it goes, disorder. That's funny, right?
I like that. Yeah, I want to do a TikTok. I feel like I have this I have a very weird lack of confidence on TikTok. Like, I'm straight up afraid to post my first TikTok.
I don't post that much.
Like, I'm afraid to even try recording one. Like, the idea of putting energy into it sounds like, ugh.
Truly, the only thing people care about on my TikTok is Impractical Jokers clips. Nothing that I post. It's rude.
Yeah. I see people's pages really often where I'm like, oh, this person has 100,000 followers from one video that they posted, and none of those followers give a fuck about anything else.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sad.
It is sad. It's hard. But it's also like, if you post a lot, it's easy. Like, I've gotten a few that have gotten big because I posted more and more, but it takes a while. It hurts when they bomb.
I don't want to go through that pain, you know?
The TikTok bomb is not a good feeling, but it's one that you have to have in order to get through to the TikTok heavens.
Like, you know, my very first post is going to bomb hard. Like, I feel like everyone's does.
I've been trying to do dance. You know what you could do that's fun? I try to do the dances, I record them, and then I just keep them in my drafts.
Okay.
I just kind of do TikTok for myself sometimes.
I like that. And then you just watch yourself over?
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
I like it, but I won't post it.
The self-validation that you managed to give yourself. I wish.
I'm like, you cute. Nobody needs to see this, but you cute. You try.
No, nobody needs to see it. I know.
It's not cute because I can't dance and I concentrate so much. So I'll do a duet where you can see half the TikTok thing and then the other half is you. So you can like copy along and I'll do a duet and then you'll see me doing a dance, but I'm watching it and I'm like this. And it looks fucking insane. Like, it looks mentally ill. And I'm like, I can't ever post anything because I don't know how to make a face when I dance.
Well, that's a major concern of mine. Just in terms of posting TikToks, like, my mental illness is going to come out. Like, what, like, it's going to come out on TikTok. If I start posting there, people are going to see what's going on in here.
It's mental illness.
Mental illness it is.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if I'm ready. It's like, am I ready for that? Am I going to put that out to the world? A lot of people are showing their mental illness to TikTok and getting a overwhelmingly positive response.
You know what shocked me? A lot of girls on TikTok, a lot of really cute girls, are doing this audio where they're admitting that they constantly, hold on, let me see if I could do this. Wait. They constantly have their eyebrows like this.
Raised?
Yeah, like this. And they just keep it like that. and they look like really good like that. And then they say, the audio is like, I just have to admit that I constantly keep my eyebrows up. I'm constantly using that muscle because if I don't, I look like this. And then they're all like,
they're all squished together.
They're all like this. Actually, I kind of don't hate that.
I mean, that does sound like really bad for a person's psyche to have to constantly have like their forehead muscles engaged. That sounds fucking exhausting.
You know, I kind of like this.
Kim, don't think about it.
What?
Don't think about it.
My name is Alessandra, not Kim.
Well, look, I mean, I have this, you could probably see it like just when I'm talking constantly. I have like a wrinkle here that's just from crying. I know that it's from crying because when I'm crying, that's the wrinkle that's showing.
Really?
It's like at this point, what am I going to do? It's
that's your cry wrinkle. You can't get rid of your cry wrinkle.
I'm not going to inject shit into my cry wrinkle. It's only going to get worse. I know.
What do I look like? That's what I do when I cry.
Oh, my cry face is like really, it's really.
My eyebrows go up like this.
That's a cute, I've seen you cry. I think I've complimented you crying before.
Like, let me tell you, I hate to talk about how much I love me.
I
really do.
I recall you crying at me being like, Kim, I don't know if this is appropriate right now, but you like look really fucking cute when you cry and nobody does.
I am a very cute crier.
I am the ugliest crier. My parents were sure to tell me about it when I was like 4. They were like, you don't look pretty when you cry, stop.
Oh my God. I think I look prettier than when I cry than when I'm happy.
Kim, you look like a little fallen angel when you cry. You're just...
It's this. It's truly...
I get all these forehead wrinkles that just make me look like... It's not cute.
Can you move your eyebrows in different shapes?
Not without getting all these like forehead creases. I have a lot of forehead for that.
You know, I'm really glad my ears grew in. They're kind of big though.
I have a cousin from the South who told me when I was younger, she was like 18 at the time. So she was pretty young to be saying this, but she was like, yeah, I try not to make any facial expression like pretty much at all because I don't want to get wrinkles one day. So I like try not to smile. I try not to frown. And that sounds really unhealthy now that I think about it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like I don't love all...
That's like, you work on a farm and you don't smile. That's fucking satanic.
Right? Like, I don't love all this shit.
I've never seen a grumpy farmer.
Yeah. But it's not grumpy. There's no grumpy faces either. It was just...
Dead.
Like a plain face all the time. Like, she keeps her face as plain as possible. It's not worth it. I would rather be like
this.
Yeah, try doing comedy like that. Try doing a stand-up act like that.
So the other day I went to my living room and I was like, I love a vacation.
You just made me realize that it's like, that's like 20-30% of alt comedy acts right now are doing that.
Quarantine sets. They're doing it on Zoom for virtual audiences. I would never do stand-up virtually. I'm sorry. No. I judged a roast battle, the Comedy Fight Club, and that's as far as I'll go. That was horrible. I bombed one joke, and I'll never forget it in my life. You'll never forget a bomb on Zoom, and I'll never do anything comedy-related besides a podcast or, like, yeah, a podcast.
I mean, even just hanging out with the Gas Digital staff on Zoom while nothing's recording, if you bomb during a Zoom meeting where nobody, like... It's like, I'll kill myself right now. It's so bad.
It's a bomb. Cause then you have to sit there and look at yourself on camera. You're like this.
And you have to look at everybody else and try to decide if maybe you were frozen when you said it or something like that. Like,
oh, it hurts. Stop hurting me.
Maybe everyone else froze up just as they were about to start laughing. Like,
right guys. Oh, I think this thing's unmuted. Like,
what, am I muted? Can you see me?
Like, can I talk this off?
Hey guys, let's take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, The Ridge. The Ridge brings everyday goods to a standard that you don't see every day. They help you streamline your life by turning everyday things you carry, like backpacks, chargers, and wallets, into tools for better living. Their flagship product, the Ridge Wallet, was launched on Kickstarter in 2013 and now sits in the front pockets of over 500,000 men and women.
I really like the Ridge Wallet because of how thin it is. I hate seeing a guy walk by me and have like a bunch of shit in his pocket. Have you ever seen that, Alex?
Mike Harrington's kind of infamous for that, to be honest. I don't think he's made the switch to a Ridge yet. If he has, he's not doing it right. But
he put the Ridge in, but he put it the other way.
It's sticking out.
No, it looks fucking good. It looks good. I'm tired of seeing like the huge fat wallet outline. It just looks clean when guys take it out of their pockets. It's sexy. It's just a wallet with two metal plates bound together by a durable elastic band. The Ridge looks nothing like a traditional wallet.
Yeah, it looks like it makes a dude look like he's a modern man. Like it makes you look like when you go into your house, you have like a nice modern kitchen.
It is the marble counters of wallets.
It is a marble countertop of wallets, exactly.
It's a minimal front pocket wallet that's designed to streamline what you carry every day, and it has 30,000 five-star reviews. It's a better way to carry your cash and cards.
There's a lifetime warranty if you really like it, and free returns if you don't. It also comes in titanium, carbon fiber, aluminum, and over a dozen different styles and colors.
Get 10% off today with free worldwide shipping and returns by going to ridge.com/broad. That's ridge.com/broad. And use code BROAD, BROAD, to get yours today.
Yep, there's a link right there in the episode description. That's ridge.com/broad with promo code BROAD for 10% off. All right, let's get back to the show. I've also made the tragic mistake of doing psychedelic drugs and then getting on Zoom with like 20 people to hang out for the night. And it's one thing when you're in person and you're the only one on drugs, like people will handle you. They'll deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. Bobby and Frank could probably add as to whether I've been extremely annoying to the Zoom chats. Like, I'm constantly paranoid. I'm like, they don't want me here. This is crazy. Why am I here?
They don't want me here. It's so sad. I went to a Zoom birthday party, and it was my friend's birthday, and her husband got like 60 people to join or something like that. There was like pages and pages and pages of people. And it was honestly the most overwhelming thing I've ever been in a part of in my entire life.
Yeah. Let's say right now that Zoom with more than 15 or 16 people is just, it doesn't work. There's no need for it. It doesn't help.
Like, it only hurts. It hurt me.
It's no good. Was everybody trying to talk at once and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble not talking over you on the podcast because just the two of us.
Just me and you. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Did she have a happy birthday?
Yeah, she had a great birthday.
That's great. I guess I would want that if it was me.
I kept being like, ha, because I just wanted to say my happy birthday and for my face to show up so I could get out of there because it was like overwhelming me. And I was like, happy, ha, ha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that should be noted. I don't know how many people have attempted to sing a song together on Zoom, but that shit does not work. If you guys want a little eye into what happens during the Gas Digital meetings, last week, every producer, everybody Gas Digital related was in the meeting, and we were all trying to sing the song The Freshman by the Verve Pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really trying to like harmonize and stuff, but since everybody's on a delay, it was genuinely the worst fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh my God. That is so fun.
Tanner was on his roof. He actually walked to the edge.
No. To kill himself?
Yeah, it was great.
Great. Bobby and Francis, can you sing with us and see if we could all sing together?
Let's try to do a true harmony, like California dreaming. Like, so that like will like come in like one after another.
I was thinking row, row, row your boat.
I can't sing.
No, well, neither can we, Frank. You've been on the show for a while.
You know, we're no opera singers.
Yeah, let's try it.
All right.
What are we singing?
I you got
what
my.
What did you say?
I said California Dreamin'.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, should we?
I don't know the words.
Yeah, I'm not sure of all the words either.
Okay, so then let's do row, row, row your boat.
Okay, Alex, you start. I go right after you. Bobby, you go right after me. Francis, you go right after Bobby.
But isn't the whole thing, isn't the whole thing trying to everybody sync up? If we're doing row, row, row your boat in that natural, you go, you go, you go.
All right, let's do both. I want to do both. Ready? We're all together. One, two, three.
You see, it does not work.
That is fun. That is fun.
Like, imagine, that's terrible. Nobody is doing, I wonder how Zoom choir lessons are going right now.
Zoom singing lessons?
Yeah. Like, when you have to show up to choir class on your Zoom, it's not going well.
I've been spending too much money on quarantine.
I haven't been spending money at all, but I know we went over this last week, but I need to reiterate, my screen time is bananas.
Oh, please give me, what is it?
I've already hit 6 hours of total screen time for the day. My most used app being TikTok, where I'm not even posting, but I've already spent 3 hours and 48 minutes just scrolling for today.
It's so good. It's the best app, isn't it?
It's the best app in the world. It's like there's some losers and there's some gems, but the gems are fucking worth it.
How disgusted you were by me when I first started loving TikTok.
I need to issue a formal apology right now.
You were so disgusted. You're like, Kim, come on. Are you on TikTok again? And I was like, you guys don't understand. Just another minute. And you were like, it can't be that good.
I need to apologize to you, to TikTok, and to all of the TikTok users. Because at this point in my life, if I could bring back the version of you 3 months ago that wouldn't stop talking about TikTok to just sit here and talk to me about TikTok all day, that's the person, like, if I could take anybody in human history to have a conversation with, it would be
any dinner with any dead person, it would be me 3 months ago.
It would be you in your TikTok prime obsession.
Yeah.
And we'd sit down and have a good conversation about TikTok.
Charlie and Lil Huddy broke up.
Really?
Yes, it's official.
Wow.
I cheated on her.
Charlie deserves the world. Like, I don't know what to say.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. She's so wholesome. Like,
yeah, she's so cute.
Also, I mean, TikTok has opened. I know that we've had a couple conversations on this show in the past about JoJo Siwa as a person.
Right.
And I was watching some old clips of her on Dance Moms and then reading through TikTok comments.
I'm sorry. Doesn't JoJo Siwa sound like the sound she would make when she comes?
That's really good.
JoJo Siwa!
Like, I have to imagine that she's literally never touched herself in her life. I don't know.
Oh, I think she's... Is she 18?
She's like 7. Can you look up how old JoJo is? So
if she's underage, I apologize for that joke.
So,
she's 16 years old.
Okay. Whoopsies.
I'm running now with the belief that all of the abuse that Abby Lee Miller put her through on Dance Moms turned her into the...
weird bitch she is now.
Infinite toddler for the rest of her life situation. Like,
really?
Because if you go back on Dance Moms, she was kind of dealing with like some adult situations and being kind of cool about it and being like, no, like, if you can't yell at me like that, I'll leave.
Yeah.
And like, now she's like reverted to being
a child.
A child. It's interesting.
You think Abby Lee molested her?
Oh, I hope not. Oh my God. If there's one woman who you don't want to be molested by,
it's Abby Lee for sure.
It's Abby Lee Miller, maybe like Rosie O'Donnell. Who else? Who else do you like? Who's your top five women not to be molested by?
Women not to be molested by?
Yeah. Abby Lee Miller is on the list for me, and so is Rosie O'Donnell.
Abby Lee Miller. No, I wouldn't mind Rosie O'Donnell. Abby Lee Miller, absolutely. Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham. Like, absolutely. Her poor sister, you know?
Yeah.
Lena Dunham's great. She's on my list, too.
Caitlyn Jenner.
fantastic and so progressive.
that was the most progressive.
That was so progressive. I don't want to be molested by her either.
That's three.
Susan Boyle.
Oh, Susan
Boyle, Bobby.
So sweet, though. You know, she seems like a nice lady at least.
Yeah, but I don't, she ain't fingering me.
Yeah, no, she's not gonna diddle me.
She ain't diddling me. And last but not least,
Rachel Dratch.
I love Rachel Dratch. She could diddle me.
Who?
Rachel Dratch.
Who's that?
Debbie Downer, Saturday Night Live, like old school Saturday Night Live. Well, not that old school, I guess.
The last one for me would be
Nancy Grace.
Bobby, these are really good.
Bobby has a whole, he's got his list. He's looking at his list right now.
Yeah, I think it might have to be Nancy Grace. I can't think of anyone else. Oh no, Ann Coulter.
Oh, that's great.
That's a better one. Way better.
Yeah. That's my really top five. Top five, top five, top five.
Right. Okay.
So, anyways.
That's great. I like that.
That was a good segment. what else? Anything new going on with you?
No, just like, you know, like dick pics and stuff like that. Like,
have you been sending nudes?
No, I'm afraid. I don't know how anybody in our position sends nudes. I just don't want my nudes on the Legion of Skanks Reddit.
I've sent three nudes to three people.
You have some trust that I don't have.
I just don't care if they leak.
Okay, well, that's the difference between you and me.
Like, I care, but I already told you the situation if they leak.
Right. Like, you're the victim. Like, and
I look good and I'm the victim. No, I don't want them to be leaked. The people I send them to, I don't think will do anything.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody that much yet at all.
Yeah.
Also, like, do you deal with, I don't even know, like, I don't know how much it's appropriate to even put this shit out, but like, do you deal with people becoming like extremely open with you extremely quickly and you're like, whoa, this is a lot?
What do you mean? Give an
example. Like people being kind of over the top in DMs, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
I just don't know how to deal with it.
I don't respond. Because okay. I gotta tell you, this is the issue with that. There are so many, it's gonna become so many of them that it's gonna be like, it's gonna start draining your day if you respond to everybody. And it's very important to keep yourself mentally healthy.
Right.
And that's it. Cause I would spend like, when I first started to write back, cause it's not even like it would end there. You'd write back and then they'd write back something else. And then it's like, now I'm having 16 conversations with 16 strangers a day and they're ongoing and I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
right. And like when you first, you know, you start doing it, you're like, well, I want to be nice. And like, of course, I want to be open with people. But then when people start to feel like they're developing a genuine friendship with you and you have to remind yourself that you know absolutely nothing about them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. All interesting. Yeah. All like new territory for me to figure out, I guess.
Yeah. It is very interesting. A lot of people are going to think you're a bitch. I remember people would get mad at me when I wouldn't write back. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. My closest friends can't get me to text back.
I had to confirm this podcast with you 6 times.
I literally have had my phone in my room all day. I just come in, post something on Instagram, or if I'm working out, I have my headphones in. But I don't. Right. I'm not using my phone at all during this quarantine.
But then you have to, you definitely, I don't know. I struggle with people thinking I'm a bitch. Like, I think that's something in life that I need to get over. It's definitely a sign of like a codependent attitude in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I definitely don't want anyone to think I'm a bitch.
Right. But
sometimes I guess I have to be.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Some people are going to think you're a bitch and that's that.
Right. The struggle of wanting to be well-liked.
There's so many people in the world. Someone else will like you to even it off.
That's true. I like your attitude. God, I need you more of you in my life. Can you just come back to New York?
I want to come back. I actually miss New York. I saw a video of me on the subway and I was like, oh, I can't.
If you want to leave Florida, you have an absolute open invitation to come back and stay at my house until quarantine's over.
Yeah. I think I'm going to wait like another week and a half, but things seem to be getting better, I feel like. So
I hope so. Honestly,
I hope it gets better just as fast as it got bad.
I stopped watching. I just feel like there's so many contradicting news stories about the virus and what's actually happening and when all this is going to be over and stuff that I can't even pay attention to it anymore. It's
the thing that's crazy about Florida is people here aren't being careful at all. People are still in the stores and now people have masks and gloves because they have to, but people are still hanging out and stuff right now, and there's not that many cases. But also it's warm here, and I think that when you get the flu in winter season and stuff, and it's hot as fuck outside, and it's just not flu weather, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That might have something to do with it, but
it does open your eyes to the idea of if a new virus did have its original outbreak in Florida, mm-hmm. Floridian people would fuck themselves over so hard.
Absolutely.
I mean, man, Florida's the best state in terms of entertainment news.
Yeah.
The mentality is just so different. And I don't.
They put out a thing. They said they were telling Floridians to stay one gator length away from people.
That's not a unit of measurement.
Absolutely. I know exactly how long that is.
when I went to Penn State, we used to, if we were trying to fit a new piece of furniture into the room or something and we weren't sure, we didn't have a tape measure, we used to measure things and how many handles of vodka it was.
Oh, hilarious.
I think that's about six handles across from there to there and see how close we got.
I do feet, but I do my literal feet.
Which are so tiny. I mean, they are not a foot.
Oh my God. I was pissing my mom off at the beach because we were walking on the sand and then we turned around. She's like, let's find our footsteps. And I was like, and we were walking back and I was like, those are definitely yours. And there was these big, because they were these sucking.
When you step and kind of twist your foot a little bit.
It was just rough. There was sand everywhere, messy footsteps. I was like, those are yours. I could tell because you walk like that. And she was like, those aren't mine. Those aren't mine. She put her feet in them and they fit her feet perfectly. And she was like, oh, I guess they are. And she kind of started laughing. And I was like, and look at these. And I swear to God, Alex, my feet print, the arches, the size, each toe individually, it looked like the bottom. You know when you get a pair of Billabong flip-flops and it comes with a little keychain and it's the shape of a foot? That looked like my foot. It was glistening in the sun. I was like, and look at these perfect feet. My mom was like, those aren't yours. She got all pissed. And I was like, I promise you I'm going to step in that and those are going to be my feet. I know those money makers.
I'm done with you and your fucking perfect feet.
I was like, I know those babies anywhere. They're glistening in the sun. They had little puddles in them.
I could picture it. It's like the image that comes along with the Jesus, I walked with Jesus meme or whatever. It's like
Bobby, look up footprint in the sand. I'll show you what my feet looks like in the sand. Whatever perfect one they use, mine probably fucking stomps on it. No pun intended.
Oh shit. Yeah, I'm jealous. My feet are.
And I stepped in it in front of my mom and she was
straight up. If I'm gonna give my feet a rating on from 1 to 10 and I have to treat them separately because one of them is significantly better looking than the other one.
Mm.
My right foot is in better condition and it's gonna get a 6 or a 6.5, and that's being very liberal.
Okay.
My left foot is going to get a 3.5 to a 4.
A 3.5?
Yes. The toenail situation.
What, are you getting gnawed on by a dog?
The situation from my dance years is just not flattering. I rate it that low.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
3.5? That's rough. I've seen your feet. They're not 3.5.
Thank you, Kim.
I give them both above a 6.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah, I think you're really right. On your own feet.
Now that I think about it, like, I've seen some gnarly feet. Like, I'm not, I'm nowhere near having like gnarly feet. Like, it's just not, it's not beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's no Kim Congdon toe.
It's not my toe. I don't know what to tell you. I should really start making money off these things.
You really should, because I literally remember, I remember the set and setting in which I first saw your feet and got pissed off at you about how much better
they're,
than mine they were.
They're fucking gorgeous. I wish my feet were based.
We were lying poolside in Vegas, and we both, and I was like embarrassed to take off my shoes basically, and you're just laying there all barefoot and worry free, and I was like, God damn it, your feet are beautiful.
Oh damn it, those things were a glistening. Don't worry, while you were worried about your feet, I was like, damn it, my stomach's fat. I had my own worries over there. That's why my toes were all confident. I wasn't even thinking about those babies.
My toes were all confident. Kim, you've got the most confident toes I've ever seen.
I'll pull them out anywhere. I'll pull a toe out, I'll put it on a table on a conversation.
My toes are embarrassed to be seen by me in the shower.
I spent $200 on facial products that just came.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What are they? That's a lot.
I spent a while online looking up stuff that with the best reviews that wasn't super expensive. So I got this facial scrub that's coconut sugar.
That looks lovely.
Mm-hmm. No sulfates, no dyes, no minerals, vegan. I got myself a oil-free sunscreen.
Love it. 55 SPF 55.
Yes. I got a Neutrogena eye gel for eye wrinkles.
Necessary always for every woman.
I got myself a jade roller for my face.
I have a jade roller too, but I don't use it often enough.
I know. I got to look up how to use it.
I'm like paranoid about keeping it. Like, I'm obsessed with keeping it clean and like washing it before it touches my face. So I end up not using it because I'm afraid.
I use mine liberally on my face. Just wherever it's been, it goes on my face.
You think it works?
I don't know. I'll tell you in a week.
It's like what I want it to work because like, don't we all, but like, what is rolling a stone on your face going to really do? You know?
I don't know, dude, because I saw this TikTok, this lady, she scrubbed half her face up for like 10 minutes and didn't do the other half, and one half of her face was seriously lifted and looked way better.
Okay, well, I start tonight.
And she said that celebrities do that. They pay someone like a lot of money to do that to their face before they go on red carpets because it lasts for like a couple hours and it looks really good. Like it brings your everything up and like your cheekbones get higher, everything gets lifted. It just looks better. And I got these things, look.
Oh, for scrubbing?
Silicone, yeah.
Ah, I like it. How nice.
Anyways, I got more things, but it's boring to show you, so I'm going to stop.
I've been on, the skincare situation. It's like once you start, you realize how much fucking money you're going to have to spend for the rest of your life on it.
Oh, and vitamin E oil and rose hip oil.
Oh, I like the idea of that.
So we'll see.
We'll see. Your skin's like perfect though. I mean, you're glowing.
Well, it's because I have makeup on, sis.
I'm having a situation where every time I leave the house, I have this really nice N95 mask to put on. And I put it on and like after I'm breathing into it for 5 to 10 minutes or so, I can literally feel acne forming on my chin, like where the mask is touching me heavily. Like,
that's where mine came from.
I could feel it happening and it's an issue. Like we're here too.
Yeah.
And it's just so frustrating to be like in a mask and breathing on yourself and knowing what's happening and then take the mask off and see it a minute later. It just sucks.
Oh my God. I hate this whole thing.
Me too.
I can't wait till it's done. Oh my God, Alex, I matched with the hottest guy on Tinder. And I told you this, I think. And he lives in town.
And in New York. Yeah.
And in New York, and he's so close to me.
Yeah, did you give him a slit through the screen yet?
No, I didn't give him my slit through the screen.
Well, have you even contacted him?
No. I'm scared.
Talk to him.
I know. But then, you know, it's like, Slut. I might be here till June.
Yeah, that's a depressing thought. I don't know. I don't know if I could put up with much longer.
No.
Mental health is on the steep decline, person.
I don't know how long they could keep us in these cages, because boy, are we going to come out of here and we're going to go wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I am not doing as well as I am when I get to go to work, generally.
Yeah.
Not even hard. Close, baby. Yeah,
it's hard.
I am talking to myself all the time.
Well, I couldn't imagine. At least I have my sister here to hang out with. That's not my parents.
I love my parents, but every time I talk to them, it's just like about a thing that needs to be done. And I'm like, well, I need to have some fun conversations now and again. Like, I just
Yeah.
Like, can we just be social? Can we just like sit down and talk about something that's not in the house and doesn't have to do with the house or us?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, so wow. It's fine. People have it a lot worse. Some people are starving. I keep reminding myself of that just to feel a little better. No, just kidding. That's terrible.
It's me. I'm trying to get skinny over here. Fucking starving. I've had 3 cups of coffee and a peanut I threw up earlier. It's a bad joke. I'm kidding.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hopefully it'll be over sooner. Cause like if I feel like I have a very, very, very high ability to like maintain positivity in the scheme of things. And I worry for people who don't have that, if I'm feeling this bad,
true,
you know?
True. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we should cut her there.
Has it been one then?
It's been one. You guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Broad Topics. You're sitting at home, you're bored, you've had to look at your stinky snot-nosed kids all week again. Every week they wake up, every week they need breakfast and lunch, dinner, you know what? And you came here and you took an hour just to chill and listen to us. And if you haven't, subscribe to our podcast and leave a review and tell a friend about it. And you can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon, on TikTok at Kim Congdon. Alex?
You could follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at I Am Alex Scar. And please subscribe to Gas Digital Network with promo code TOPIX30. That's TOPIX30. You're going to get a 30-day free trial with access to every single show on the network on demand, plus bonus content, live chats, all this extra awesome stuff. So go do that. You have nothing to lose. It's going to be free for 30 days. That's TOPIX30 as the promo code. Mm. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope everybody's hanging in there. We love you. And bye.
Bye.